We talked earlier about different countries that had hyperinflation, where they just kind of reached some sort of tipping point where there was just way too much debt to GDP. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you had said there have been some studies about what that level is. So what is the level? Where do we need to worry about this?
Even though there's a lot of studies about that, that's a very difficult question, and there's no set answer for that. Because at the end of the day, that level is going to depend a lot. It's going to be country-specific. It's going to depend a lot on the specific country. So it's in particular, it's going to depend on whether that country has strong institutions, an independent central bank, independent monetary policy. Because the idea is that investors in sovereign debt of a certain country will typically be afraid of whether that country is going to default or not on that debt. So let's say the government of country X borrows, some foreign international investors buy that debt, and then they want to be repaid. And the government can simply choose not to repay. But the important thing is that the government can choose not to repay in different ways, and some of them are kind of sneaky. So the government can just, like, one day the president of country X can just, like, organize a press conference and just tell people, okay, we're not paying. That's an outright a hard default. But there's also these things that economists call soft defaults. In particular, what the country can do is the president of country X can call the governor of the central bank and say, okay, you have to print money to pay for this debt. And what that will invariably lead to is high inflation in that country, so that the value of the debt is going to be erased. This is what we call a soft default. And typically, this is the beginning of a hyperinflationary spiral in these type of countries. So it's going to depend a lot on the country. It's going to depend on whether the president of that country or the government of that country, whether they have the authority or, let's say, the political courage to default or not, or whether the institutions in that country are strong enough that the president of that country can actually pressure the head of the central bank in that country to start printing money to pay for that debt or not.
So it sounds like almost like there's not a specific deficit to GDP level or anything like that. Like, it's not a level, but it's more an action. Like,
kind of, yes. So I would guess that if you ask, like, any investor or anyone who studies sovereign bond markets, they would typically think, okay, countries like the US or Japan or the UK, European countries, they will have very strong institutions and very independent central banks. So these are not countries where the president can just call the head of the central bank and say, I need to pay for this debt, so you need to print money for me. These won't happen in these countries. So as a consequence, these countries can typically sustain very high levels of debt GDP because people really believe that they will be repaid. So they can keep lending to a country like the US or Japan. As an example, right now, the debt to GDP level of Japan is over 200%. Japan's public debt is over 200% of its GDP. But no one is really concerned about Japan repaying that debt or not, or Japan entering into an inflationary spiral, because no one believes that the Japanese government will ever pressure the Bank of Japan to actually print money to pay for that debt. While if you go to countries where there's not, like, a very strong separation between the central bank and the government, there typically debt to GDP levels are much lower and they cannot be very high. This typically happens in less developed countries where political systems are unstable and they can easily, the central bank appointments are typically very political and are controlled by the respective governments. So these countries are not going to have very credible institutions. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence, they cannot simply borrow that. People won't be willing to lend them that much.
Okay, so it's not so much action as reliability, I guess.
Yeah. It's at the end of the day, it all boils down to strong and independent institutions. And a lot of economists try to study these. There's no, like, single measure that we can come up with. Mm-hmm. But
it'd be nice to have one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like, measuring institutional strength is not obvious.